Japanese billionaire wants you to go to the moon with him. Microsoft cracks down on macros. SLL cameras can now be used as webcams and deepfakes in AI education. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 34. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVUI 1030 The Voice. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We do have a great show for you today. We do have an interview with an expert in AI, and he may have some solutions for your small business and personal life. We were able to meet him on the Clubhouse app just yesterday, and his wealth of knowledge on the subject prompted this interview today. So if you ever had any questions about AI, now is the best time to call in during that segment. But first, top tech, our news stories of technology this week. In business, a good look at on Zoom can leave a good impression. Video conferencing in the new normal is more than just human connection and facial expression, because an unfocused, blurry, or choppy image can cause a bad lasting impression. But most webcams are limited in the picture quality for several reasons. Some old and new innovations are making your webcam headshot expand to the quality lenses and benefits of the high-end SLR cameras. Companies like Canon, Fuji, Nikon, Olympus, Sony, and Panasonic have all released USB webcam-supported drivers for your SLR camera to be used with your PC. If you have an Apple device, you will need to use the Chrome browser, as Safari will only support internal cameras. The USB-supported webcam features were made to help with the shortage of webcams since the beginning of the pandemic, so that more people could use the already existing cameras as webcams for video conferencing. In security, ZDNet.com reported since the 1990s, using macros in office documents has been a favorite of hackers. Originally designed to automate tasks using mouse clicks and keystrokes. But in the background, macros are just lines of script that can be written to cause malicious functions within a Microsoft Office document, usually in Excel. These malicious scripts can cause irreparable damage to your computer. Microsoft has been well aware of this and has enforced security features for decades. The latest security feature is in its fight against macros in the online Office 365 platform. It gives malicious macro protection even on older styles from the 1990s, going back to Excel 4.0. The XLMs, which is the level that many hackers use due to its lack of security until now. So if you want that maximum protection from macros, you might want to subscribe to Office 365 and start uploading all of your documents to that platform. Space travel, the first civilian lunar mission, is scheduled for 2023. The question, are you interested in a trip to the moon? A Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa, a.k.a. MZ, needs more passengers for his flight to the moon mission in 2023. 8 additional passengers will fill the 10 to 12 person journey to fly around the moon without landing. Now, it takes 3 days to get to the moon and 3 days back, that is Earth days. The billionaire has already bought all the seats on the spacecraft and is filling the seats with people who want to go. Elon Musk couldn't be happier, as this might spur on more civilian space travel. Again, our guest today is an AI expert and can probably answer most questions about artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, and how they can be used here in Tucson. He normally specializes in larger companies, but he has lots of insight for small businesses. So, Slava Kuriljak, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First of all, did I get your name right? Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Wow, I'm getting better at this. All right. Well, hey, you know what? We met on the Clubhouse app just yesterday. You were inside of this room talking about AI and how it can be related to business. So, if we can maybe revisit that conversation a little bit, some of the tools that are being utilized these days is usually for large businesses. Usually it's the big guys that are using AI. You know, big guys, we're talking about Amazon, we're talking about, major banks. They're using all kinds of AI to kind of raise their game in the marketplace. So what tools are out there for small businesses?
Absolutely, Aaron. I really appreciate being on your show as well. This is a great opportunity to reflect upon the fact that technology, while it's readily available and it's often being used by large companies, technology can also be used by individuals. Technology can also be used by small business owners. And in this context, we're describing technology, which is a specific field of computer science called artificial intelligence. For those who are not familiar, AI, or artificial intelligence for short, is a technology that has been around for a long time. It's a technology that has been around for at least 50 years. That's 50. And it's a technology that has matured in different areas. You've briefly mentioned this, Aaron, before. You've described the context of machine learning or deep learning. These are some of the most commonly used words to describe artificial intelligence. And today we have lots of companies like you described, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Tesla. They're all using artificial intelligence. And this technology is not just available to the giants. It's also available to the day-to-day people and the day-to-day small businesses. And I want to emphasize this. It's a technology that is readily available for anyone who has the intention to use it. And it's just a matter of figuring out what specific problems you can solve with it. And I'm more than happy to go into specific examples of how you can use AI.
So if I can just interject some now, many people here in Arizona. So you're in Canada. So here in Arizona, it's Tucson. A lot of people have smartphones. And then there's people that don't have cell phones or barely have internet at all. So there are some listeners that don't even have a computer. Now, for those that do have smartphones, you know, we go on to these various apps, you know, the apps that kids like to play with, the ones where you put your face on there and it gives you dog ears and a dog nose and it puts stars and butterflies around your head. So there's an AI component in there where it's actually able to detect a face and determine where the face is, where your shoulders are, and treat it as such, which is a lot of how humans interact. When, you know, when we're in a public place, we search out faces. So so there's a technology out there that actually searches out faces, right?
Yes, that is a great example, right? You mentioned, Aaron, that we have the latest phones that are able to capture information, for example, our face, and it's able to not only detect our face, but it's also able to make modifications to what it's detecting. So, for example, imagine we can be speaking and all of a sudden we can have a different background, or our face can actually be augmented with an image. For example, we could be wearing eyeglasses or be wearing a hat, or being a spacesuit for that matter. These types of sort of augmentations that we notice as sort of consumers of cell phones and smartphones are representation of AI technology. And this technology is now being used by companies who are developing the smartphones, like, for example, Apple or Google. They already include these technologies into the product itself, into the hardware itself. However, you also have other companies that are releasing applications or apps, often called, that are aiming to give this functionality to their users, right? So, for example, you may have a teenager who is using a Snapchat, and that Snapchat application already starts to augment their face with lots of fun different features, and behind the scenes it's using AI, but it's also using a technology called virtual reality, or sometimes referred to as augmented reality.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of this just sounds like it's, you know, it's just us just goofing around, you know, giving us sunglasses, a mustache, you know, putting us in outer space. You know, we're just goofing around with this stuff. So where does the real meat and potatoes come in, where you're actually doing something with something productive with artificial intelligence? What products are out there for individuals and small businesses?
Absolutely. So if we're describing the context of somebody who wants to, for example, get more sales in their business, then there are many tools out there that are available for a subscription fee, what you consider to be a traditional software as a service product. And for this, you pay to access the software that is powered by artificial intelligence. One example is a company called Copy.ai. That's Copy.ai. And this is a great technology that is powered by one of the best machine learning models out there called GPT-3 by OpenAI. So the context to Copy.ai is that they decided to help entrepreneurs. They decided to help small business owners to create copy or create words with a click of a button. Mm-hmm. The idea is that you create an account and then you literally generate words that you can use in your business. And this has direct impact on a business owner. It saves them time, first and foremost, right? Thinking about copy, imagining what's the best way to describe something, it does take time. And if you can have a system or a computer that generates and helps you with that process, now you can focus your time on other more business-critical tasks. So time savings, I would say, is the biggest benefit to a website like copy.ai.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we're not promoting copy.ai. This is just something that's coming to the forefront. But I actually got a chance to go onto that website just yesterday. And I do a lot of posting on YouTube, on a lot of social media. And one of the writer's blocks that often happens, both in radio broadcasting and on doing posts on social media, is what to write. What should that headline be that you want people to click on? And copy.ai, you can put in a phrase in there and then tell it kind of like the background of what it's about, and it will start giving you a whole bunch of good clickable words. I said, yeah, that sounds way better. I would click that if I saw that, you know. And that's what AI does. It's probably got it probably has the ability to go back and see what phrases and what words are the most effective in the marketplace. But Slava, can you just hold on 1 second? We're going to move on to our next segment. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be talking about deep fakes. And our open lines are 520-790-2040. With your questions on that video, and if you have any questions for Slava, you can call in. You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill. Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. If you watch a lot of Star Trek, CBS All Access is now Paramount streaming channel. Look for the bundles in your entertainment streaming services. And I also want to wish my wife a happy 7th anniversary. I love you, Renee. I know she's listening. back to our program. We still have on the line with us Slava Kuriliuk. He is an AI expert. And if you still wanted to ask Slava any questions, you can always call us here at the station. We want to move on now to this next portion, which is a question that was actually asked by one of our listeners. And that is, what exactly is a deep fake? So, Slava, we're going to tackle this question together. If you have anything you want to add, just feel free to just jump in. But this is a very, very basic question. So a deep fake is could be a video. It could be any type of information that comes to you with the intent to get you to believe something that is not true. It could be a video of something that never really happened. Okay, it could be a news article that looks official, or it could be something where someone's face is swapped using AI, right? So we were talking a moment ago that there are these programs that can, you know, you can swap your face. Now, again, we're just goofing around with the subject a little bit, but these things are real. And sometimes people, they have these videos created, and then they push it out into the social world, and some people believe it as being true. And I've told the story many times that there was this video on YouTube. It was like a real life Asterian staircase, and an Asterian staircase is a fake thing. You may see drawings of it, but it's not something that can exist in real life. It's a staircase where you go up the stairs, and when you reach the top of the stairs, you're at the bottom. Okay, that sounds strange, but look up Assyrian staircase. Starts with the letter E. But there was actually a video of somebody that was going up this Assyrian staircase. They went up this flight of stairs, and when they went up, they turned the corner, they were at the top or at the bottom. So they go up, and then they turn the corner, and they're at the bottom of the stairs. It was such a strange looking thing, but it looked so real. And they did this fake video so well. They had me going for a number of years. I actually wanted to travel to Boston to actually see this thing, but it was fake. have you ever seen anything close to that, Slava?
Yes, deepfakes is something that we see more and more every day. I'll give our listeners some numbers. I remember hearing about a company called Deep Trace. I'm not familiar with this company, meaning affiliated. However, I remember listening to their research that stated that back in 2019, you know, they did an analysis of online videos, and they found at least 15,000 deep fakes that were publicly sort of available for anyone to view. And again, this is back 2 years ago, and this number was, I believe, doubling every 9 months. So today, you know, in 2021, I'm expecting this number to be at least 500,000, and this could be on the conservative side. And the context is that, like you've mentioned, Aaron, deepfakes is a fake content that was created not with the intention necessarily to do something malicious, but it is not real, and for that reason, it can be malicious. Some deep fake videos or content is disclosing that it's actually not real, and it's still getting a lot of attention. But many of these deep fakes are actually not disclosing that the content is real, hence the name deep fake.
And the interesting thing about it is whether it's given that disclaimer or not that says before the video, by the way, the characters that appear in this video are fake or computer generated. They can look extremely real, and so real to the point where if you did not see that disclaimer, that it's very, very easy to have it be believable. And if this type of AI gets into the wrong hands of someone can end up creating what's called, you know, a web of lies. And some of the, you know, the other slang term for it would be a conspiracy theorist. Okay, so that would be someone that knows how we maybe interpret information. If something just seems unbelievable, what most people will do is says, wait a minute, let me see if this is true. Let me see if there's another source where I can get this information. So guess what? They'll Google, and guess what? They will find other websites that support it. But what you're probably not aware of is that these 10 other websites that seem to support this unbelievable video or this unbelievable story that you might be seeing was also created by the same person. So one person decided to make 10 websites and then make a video. That way, if anybody would ever start to trace the origins to see if this video was true, they would actually find seemingly plausible content in the ether, you know, out there that would actually, you know, support it. And some of these people that have lots of resources and lots of money, what they'll do is they won't just buy 10 websites. They'll buy thousands of websites, and then they'll put all kinds of true content in there and then slip this one story in there so that people that are trying to backtrack the story, they'll actually find lots and lots of research on there that was put there by the same person. So it's a little bit of an unsettling type of thing. So in your experience, Slava, because we're going to be we need to wrap this up in the next 3 minutes. Has there been or will there be any artificial intelligence or anything that would protect things from being false to us or be able to detect lies? I know that there is a software that was developed, I think it was by IBM, that is able to determine if something is a deep fake or not by looking at the pieces of the video. But is there any other AI in the works that's able to do that? Do you know?
Yes, in fact, there is artificial intelligence technologies that are able to detect deep fakes. I also want to emphasize that today's deep fakes are highly sort of realistic because of the underlying technology. Deep is really synonymous for deep learning technology. And what's interesting is that the same technology that's used to generate the deep fake content, whether we're talking about video, audio, or text, is actually the same technology that can be used to detect the deep fake. And so today, anyone who's interested to do fact-checking, in the modern world, unfortunately, fact-checking by individuals is just not scalable because we see systems creating deep fakes at such a high rate. So today's sort of more modern fact-checking systems are using the same technology to sort of confirm if a content is fake as that same technology is being used to create it. So really the best AI systems out there are, it's really up to us as society to determine how we use the tools, mm-hmm. whether for good or for bad.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much, Slava, for being on the show today. Can you tell people what your website is?
Absolutely. So if anyone's interested to
just tell us the website. We just have time for just the website.
Yes, the website that is called produvia.com. That's produvia.com.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to have you on the show today, and I'm going to send you a message a little bit later on today. Thank you very much. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday, 2 p.m., right here on KVY, 1030 The Voice. Have a safe and good weekend.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.